On today's show, VW reveals its all-electric microbus concept. Volvo and Microsoft team up to let people talk to their cars, and December car sales were a bit weaker than expected. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for January 6th of 2016. Volkswagen pulled the wraps off its all-new, fully electric van concept called the Buddy. This is the first vehicle that rides on the automaker's all-new Modular Electric Platform, or MEB, that is designed specifically for plug-in vehicles. So expect to see a series of production cars use the platform in the future. The Buddy features a 101 kilowatt-hour battery that's a little bit larger than the 90 kilowatt-hour battery Tesla uses, and also boasts a range of over 370 miles based on the new European driving cycle. While VW says the Buddy brings the microbus into the 21st century, the concept shares almost no resemblance to the classic van, but it does hint at the brand's design future. And of course, what would any new concept be without a host of new technology features? Like a programmable instrument cluster, 3D navigation map, or systems that can be operated via touch, gesture, or by voice. But if you'd like to learn more about the Buddy, just look for the link in today's show notes. Automakers love to brand the different technologies equipped in their vehicles. For example, Mazda has SkyActiv, and Ford has its EcoBoost engines. And now Kia is creating a new sub-brand for its autonomous and driver assistance technologies called DriveWise. It also includes human-machine interface functions, such as gesture control, fingerprint sensors, and smart device connectivity. Kia plans to have semi-autonomous vehicles on sale by 2020 and is aiming to bring a fully autonomous vehicle to market by 2030. And in other Kia news, the company released this teaser image of a large SUV concept it will unveil at next week's Detroit Auto Show. The company didn't reveal the name of the vehicle, but it did say it showcases a new design direction and will include state-of-the-art health and wellness technology, whatever that means. We'll have more details about the SUV next week. Still to come, Volvo allows its owners to talk to their cars remotely.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Last November, Volvo and Microsoft announced a partnership to develop next-gen automotive technology. The two companies demonstrated how Microsoft's augmented reality HoloLens goggles could be used at dealerships in the future to configure cars three-dimensionally or demonstrate different technologies. Now the two are introducing remote voice control to perform things like setting the navigation, starting the heater, or locking the doors. Owners can perform those functions outside of their Volvo with the Microsoft Band 2, which you wear on your wrist like a watch. The new feature will be available to customers with Volvo On Call starting this spring. And speaking of Volvo, you won't want to miss Autoline After Hours tomorrow. Joining John and Gary will be Tisha Johnson, the head of interior design at Volvo North America. So for an inside look, pun intended, at the company's interior styling, make sure you tune in tomorrow afternoon on our website, autoline.tv. You know, pickup trucks used to be viewed as just another tool in the toolbox, with many farmers driving theirs till the wheels fell off, then parking them in a field to rot. But classic trucks have started to gain in popularity, auction prices are going up, and now the U.S. Post Office is honoring those old workhorses with a forever stamp in 2016. Four trucks will be featured: the 1938 International Harvester D2, 1948 Ford F1, 1953 Chevrolet, and the 1965 Ford F100. Each holds its own place in history, known as a rugged and reliable work vehicle. For those interested in the stamps, you'll have to keep your eyes peeled because a release date won't be announced until later. Coming up next, December car sales were up a bit, but were weaker than analysts expected.
for the people at Dow. Racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Automakers sold a record number of light vehicles in the U.S. last year. According to Wards, sales came in at 17.4 million vehicles, a gain of nearly 6% compared to 2014. When you add in medium and heavy-duty trucks, sales hit 17.8 million for the year. Every automaker except for VW posted a gain in 2015. However, December sales were weaker than expected. While most of the media is gushing over how strong sales were last month, Ward's numbers show that on a daily selling rate basis, they were up only 1.2%, hitting 1.6 million units. Analysts expected a SAR of 18 million, but it was only 17.2 million. But sales were a bit weaker than expected because there were two fewer selling days in December compared to the year before. Volvo posted the largest gain in December, boosting sales over 76%, which barely beat out Tesla. Jaguar Land Rover had the next biggest increase with a 20% boost in sales. And rounding out the top five largest gainers in December were Mitsubishi and Porsche. But not all automakers had success last month. A German automaker posted the largest decrease last month, but probably not the one you expected. BMW's sales fell 23%, while VW's dropped by nearly 16%, followed by Hyundai, whose sales tumbled close to 9%. The Germans really struggled last month because Daimler sales also fell by over 5%. We'll have more about 2015 sales in future shows. And don't forget to catch our coverage of CES starting tomorrow. Tune in for interviews with top executives hot off the showroom floor. You can check that out on our website, autoline.tv, or on our YouTube channel. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching and making Autoline part of your day.